It's cue for a three.
Grizzly Sports is brought to you by Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Missouri State University West Plains Athletics Department, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, and by Ozarks Healthcare. Now Grizzly Sports, a presentation of Ozark Radio Sports.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to the West Plains Civic Center, Joe Paul Evans Arena, and Grizzly basketball for another night. Tonight, the Grizzlies are finally back home after being on the road quite a bit here over the past 8 days. And tonight, they come home to the friendly confines of the West Plains Civic Center, where they'll take on a good basketball team tonight. The Butler Grizzlies from El Dorado, Kansas, will be the opponent. They're one of those Jayhawk League teams out of the state of Kansas, and they are always good year in, year out, and this year they're off to a pretty good start. Before we get to all that stuff, over here to my right, my first year of doing Grizzly basketball was 2006, and the head coach at that time was the guy to my immediate right, Brian Osterman, who coached Grizzlies from 04 to 08. He won two region championships his last three seasons. He was 83-46, I believe, as the head coach here for the Grizzlies. Went on and coached elsewhere collegiately, and he's up here spending time with me. I got to see his wife, Julie, and so it's been a success so far. How you doing, Coach?
Well, you got to see the better half, I guess.
You married up, you know that?
No doubt. It's great to be back here in West Plains and back here to watch the Grizzlies. I'm really excited to see this basketball team play. I know the fans are, too, because they have been on the road for four straight, so it's nice for them to be back home. I'm sure the players waking up in their own beds before a ball game is good, too.
There's two ways you can approach a schedule. You can make it fairly soft, try to build up some wins and gain some confidence, or you can go the way we've kind of gone, and that is play pretty good people night in, night out. Your record's going to suffer, but Region 16, those 2 months are really two hard months of basketball.
Well, you want to do everything you can in the non-conference, so to speak, or the preseason here in November and early December that can prepare you for what is about to occur in January and February. And having been through that before here on the sideline, it's a rigorous time in January and February when you're facing the likes of Moberly and Three Rivers and Mineral Area and State Fair. And now that they're playing each other three times.
Right.
Back when I was here, we just played each other twice.
Right.
So that makes it even more difficult.
Yeah. You had a great team, that 2007-2008 team that went 27-5. What do you remember about that team?
Oh, I know we were really talented and we were deep. And I was just telling one of the officials, a good friend of mine down there, we were 27-2 against everybody not named Three Rivers. Those stinkers got us all three times, including the region championship. And Coach Gene Best, who's won more basketball games than any other men's coach on the planet, regardless of level. So, unfortunately, I remember that. It'd be nice to remember all 27 wins. We had some great wins. We had a lot of fun. We went to Minnesota for a Thanksgiving trip, if you recall.
Yep.
And we had our leading scorer came off the bench, Devon Peltier, VI.
Yep.
So, you know, it was a fun team. They played really hard. Fun team to coach. Guys I still stay in touch with. In fact, I saw VI, I think it's 3 years ago now, when our K-State team visited the Virgin Islands and played. So
okay.
Hung out with him. I am in regular touch with Paul Carter still to this day.
Is Paul still playing basketball somewhere?
He is retired as of 2 years ago, and
okay.
He's back in New Orleans.
Okay.
The memories of the games kind of fade away, but those relationships stay.
Is it tough? You've coached junior college. You've coached four-year schools. How much different is it to be a junior college coach where you only have a couple of seasons compared to the way you coach four-year level?
Well, now that the NIL has come in and the last probably 4 years at that level, it became much more transient, I guess, if you will, players for 1 or 2 years or less than 4, certainly, is more prominent now than what it was 10 years ago. I haven't seen a full men's junior college game since 2008. I've watched parts of them because, you know, when I left here to go to TCU, I was the associate head women's basketball coach at TCU, so
right.
I recruited women for the last 17 years. So I guess I'm juiced. I'm excited to be back in the building to watch these young men play because they all aspire to play at that four-year level.
Sure, and we'll talk more about this. I'll tell you this, if you like high-scoring basketball, this game has the profile because the Grizzlies, on a good, and especially at home where we play a little better and shoot the ball a little better, we're averaging 83 a ball game, but Butler's averaging 110, and you can't average 110 points, Brian, and coming down and setting up and running the shot clock down, right?
No, you're going to play really, really, really fast. You'll really attract me.
Really fast. All right, we're going to take a break here and come back in 2.5 minutes. Brian and I will have the starters for the Grizzlies and the Grizzlies coming up on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
It's that time of year. Hi, this is Garrett. Time for Steel Deals. Get a Steel BGA 60 blower set, now only $299. And pair it up with a Steel MSA 170C chainsaw set, now only $399.99. Plus, both come with a free extra AK-30S battery valued at $175. All this and much more going on now with our Steel Deals promotion at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
All right, we come to the Civic Center for the starting lineup for these two basketball teams. And first of all, for the Grizzlies, their starting five will be pretty much standard. They've been going with this lineup recently. Tyrell Smith in the starting lineup. He is a redshirt sophomore, 6'3", from Tampa, Florida, and he transferred to the Grizzlies from Coffeyville. Alonzo Easterling is a redshirt freshman, 6'11", Fayetteville, North Carolina. He transferred to the Grizzlies from Tenacious, Division I. Sean Glass, 6'1", sophomore guard from West Monroe, Louisiana. Also in the starting lineup tonight is, I believe, Josiah Green was the next time there it is. Josiah is a 6'4 freshman from Springfield. And Makai Lindsay is a 6'3 freshman from Endicott, New York. Grizzlies are 1-4 now, coached by, I almost said Brian Osmond, Jared Fay. And now the starters for the Butler Ball Club, Josiah Kirkwood is a guard, 5'11 freshman from Fayetteville, Arkansas. Devin Kerr is a 6'6 sophomore from Kansas City. Avon Riley, a 6'3 freshman from Shawnee, Kansas. Tim Walker, a 6'3 freshman from the state of Maryland. Tip is controlled by the Grizzlies. This game is underway, and we'll get the fifth starter here in the second for Butler. Grizzlies out front with Sean Glass over to Tyrell. Lob pass over the top. Too low. Picked up by Glass. Tied up. Whistle. Jump ball. And that makes it Butler basketball with about 17 seconds into the ballgame. And, sir, please feel free. Anytime you feel like...
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how the West Plains Grizzlies here see if they can control tempo and not get this thing to be 110. I don't know that they want to play at 110.
Here's a bounce pass in, and a lay-in is good with the left hand by Kirkwood, and that's good for the bucket, plus a free throw to follow. And there's the first foul of the ball game. So a half-court set allows the Grizzlies from El Dorado, Kansas, to get the first bucket of the game, and the foul goes against Makai Lindsey. And so it'll be a three-point play attempt now for Butler. They're in the purple with the gold trim. The Grizzlies in the white with the red and blue trim, and the free throw good. Three-point play to start the ball game. Butler on top, 3-0, full court pressure. That's no shot. Here comes Sean Glass, cross-court, mid-court. Alonzo Easterling feeds it back, and the Grizzlies go half-court now with Makai. They double-team the ball. Pass over the top to the left corner. Tyrell with a three, and a tie, and it's good.
Good wide-open knockdown three there by the Grizzlies.
Top of the circle, taking it down to the low block. Right hand off the back iron, up and good. And the basket by Devin Kerr is his first, and quickly it's 5-3.
Quick 1-2-1-1 trap here by Butler County.
Makai brings it up the right side, breaks the time count. Takes it down the middle of the key. Hangs, shoots, contact, no foul. Rebound taken down by the Grizzlies. Sean Glass down on the right side. Makai gets away with the walk, drives in, shoots. Good! Foul in the play, and the basket counts. And the Grizzlies tie it up at 5 with the New Jersey product, Makai Lindsey. And the Grizzlies have a chance to tie here with a free throw.
Well, Butler is obviously going to be coming out in this ball game and establishing tempo with their press, and they're going to press after every made shot. We'll see if the Grizzlies big three-point play here.
Well, it turns out they called the foul before the shot. I thought basket counted.
It had to be a basket.
It should be a 2-1, and we should be ahead 6-5 now.
Yes. They got it right. My good friend Kelly Hunt down there in charge of the crew.
Kelly Hunt. I didn't realize. He said he'd been doing games here since this place opened back in the early 90s. I couldn't believe that.
He's been calling games for 35 years, he said.
All right, back to play at the other end. Butler with the ball. They trail it now 6-5. Outside with Walker to the baseline. Puts up an off-balance shot to the right, and a foul's called on the shot. The Grizzlies, size-wise, this is really, we actually size up well with this team, matchup-wise. But
absolutely. Butler's not a big team, but they're a very quick, athletic team. And they're very deep. They're going to play 10, 11 players, which will allow them to play that speed they want to play at.
And when you look at their scoring averages, Brian, their high scorer is Xavier Brown off the bench, scores 13 a game, and another guy off the bench has 12. But it's depth by 1,000 cuts. Everybody contributes for them.
Yeah, it's amazing to see, honestly.
Up the left sideline in the corner. Tyrell pump fakes, moves over, shoots another three, and that's off the mark. On the weak side, the rebound pulled down, and back come Devin Kerr with the Grizzlies from El Dorado. Three right side, that's knocked down from range, and that quickly makes it a 9-6 ball game. Bucket by Tim Walker for Butler. They play straight up, man-to-man. If you want to play a high-tempo game, that's what you do. You press your pressure, and that's what they're doing.
And they're going man-to-man on made three shots there, full court. And then on the layups, they've been going diamond and one press.
Here's a bad pass, and they'll throw it up ahead. Stolen right back by Makai Lindsey, so the team's great turnovers there. Makai kicks it far left corner and threw it out of bounds.
Yeah, the Grizzlies aren't going to – they're going to have to stay away from those empty possessions.
That is one of my favorite terms. When you talk about turnovers, you just don't understand how bad they hurt you when you look at the number of times the other team gets to shoot the ball over the number of times you get to shoot it on the turnover.
Yeah, the only benefit with if there is such a thing with that last turnover is it didn't start a transition. It was a dead ball turnover. We talk about that all the time. We've got to stay away from live ball turnovers. We don't like any turnovers, but
right.
if you're going to throw it out of bounds, at least we can get our defense
get back.
This is a third trip down early in this ball game that Butler County is going to the foul line. They're attacking the rim extremely aggressive, Harlan. Extremely aggressive.
Tim Walker is the player at the line, 6'3 guard, and he is from Maryland, went to South Kent School. And the free throw shooter stands at the line with his third attempt of the night, and it's no good.
You know, this Butler County team, you've mentioned they score 110 points a game, but, you know, there's some other significant things. That they shoot 40 threes a game, 40. And
wow.
Making 17, that's a 38% clip. They also are averaging 27 assists per game.
They're sharing the basketball. Next free throw does go down. Walker has 4, 10-6 score.
Diamond press off the free throw.
Lonnie Barley in the game along with A7. A7 to the left corner. Desiah fires a 3, and it's good. Desiah Green from Parkview High School in Springfield. 10-9. Now quick 3 at the other end. That's up and launched and good by Avon Riley. So this is about what you expected.
Well, it's a pace that certainly Butler wants, and we made our last guarded three. We did not make that guarded three.
Missed shot by Sean Glass. Up the left side, ball lost on the deck. Fumble on the deck, picked up by Monty Barley. Goes behind the back and up the right sideline. Gets it ahead to Sean Glass. Attack the rim, young man. There he is. Right hand reverse is good.
Very good.
He is a strong kid that's got stronger in the offseason. He's going to play ball for somebody.
Absolutely. Averaged 12 a game last year and on pace for double figures again this year.
Walker drills a 3 from the point. Nothing but the bottom of the net. 16-11. 8-7 in the ball game for the Grizzlies from Milwaukee. Ball lost out of bounds. Still good for basketball. 8-7's probably our most gifted offensive player. Left-handed. Had 21 the other day against Cloud County. 16, I think, the game before that.
Shooting 43% from three, leading us in scoring at 14 points a game. Butler County had just about a line shift there. I think they brought 4 new ones in.
The chicken line.
And I was born and raised in Minnesota, so you got to get a hockey reference in there.
That's right. That time of year. We get a stoppage. Somebody may have some blood on them or something.
I think you're not supposed to wear a white jersey underneath a purple jersey.
Oh. All right.
You have to wear purple underneath purple.
You got to match.
Like to see our Grizzlies run a little clock on occasion here to keep this thing from, I mean, it's already 16 points and we haven't played 5 minutes yet.
Right.
So that's, let me do math real quick here. That's 125 we're going to give up right now.
Grizzly basketball with Ace Evans in the left corner. He'll be handed the ball by Kelly Hunt. Inbound. Desiah to the point. Catch and shoot for Sean Glass. A 3 back way off the mark. And the ball comes off the backboard and down. And back come the Grizzlies from El Dorado. Quick shot, left wing 3. No good. Tipped off the rim. Put back is up and no good. Rebound finally. Alonzo Easterling kicks it out. And the Grizzlies want to run with it. Pull up. Mackay 3. Way off the mark again. And now back come Butler with it. Down the middle of the floor to the right elbow. To the right corner. Will circle outside, look to the low block, go get it inside. Walker fakes, kicks it to the corner. 3 is in the air, good from the corner. Xavier Brown, he is their leading scorer with 13 a ball game, makes the 3 there.
Freshman for the Grizzlies out of Fayetteville, Arkansas, my home state now.
Foul's going to be called on Butler, and the foul is on Tristan Hawkins. He was part of that line change. Timeout, 15:29 to go. And the media timeout with a score, 19-11. Butler leads MSU West Plains, and we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's time for Steel Deals and Big Savings. Get a Steel MS-250 chainsaw, now only $379.99, a savings of $50. Take charge of leaves and debris and save $20 on a Steel BG-56C blower, now only $219.99. All this and much more going on now with our Steel Deals promotion at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
It's 19-11. We're only 4.5 minutes into the basketball game here, and the pace does not bode well for the home team. Here's Josiah Green in the left corner. He'll hold. He'll dribble. Cross-court pass. Get passed over to A7s, who's looking to fire this thing. And there it is from in front of the bench. No good. Rebound comes up. And back comes Butler with the basketball from left to right in the purple. A quick three at the right point. That's off the mark. No good. Rebound, though, is taken down by Xavier Brown. He'll move it out. Beats it in on a cut to the basket. Lay-in is up and good. They attack. Gora Nyang from Senegal with a basket.
Again, after free throws or after paint points, they are picking up with their diamond press out of bounds, and they're just trying to continue to speed up the Grizzlies every possession.
Right.
Both ends of the floor. Shoot it fast.
Here comes A7s up the left side, feeds it across, pass deflected, out of bounds, late whistle, but it's going to be Grizzly basketball. I say Grizzly, I'm talking about our Grizzly. Grizzly basketball under the basket to the left, and A7s will throw it in. Alonzo Easterling is out there. He's a 6'11 transfer from Canisius, and he has been a big help in the middle. He had 14 the other day in Burlington. Here's the inbound pass, Josiah Green, jab step. Spins to the middle, step back, 16-footer, way off. That's three bad shots we've taken.
We're taking some tough shots, and Butler County's getting more open shots right now.
Feet inside, loose and basketball, and a foul will be called in the lane on the Grizzlies.
And they're going up. That'll be the fourth time they've attempted free throws already in 5.5 minutes as well. I'm sure Coach is not pleased with our defensive execution at this point.
The free throw shooter is A.J. Pierre Jerome. And Brian said earlier, they play everybody.
They are deep and relentless. I'll call them relentless. They play extremely aggressive.
You don't get a break anytime, that's for sure. Jerome misses the first free throw. The big kid will get one more try. He is off the bench. And we'll have one more attempt. 14:32 to go in the first half. 21-11. Grizzlies are down. Jerome is from Florida. Free throw no good. In the ball game for the Grizzlies now. Javen Barbie, he feeds it up the right sideline. Front court, back to Ace. At the left point, Barbie lost the ball through his hand, turned it over. Up the side, now across court. Here's driving layup from the left wing. Good by Xavier Brown, who has five. It's 23-11. Right wing pass, Ace. Open three, no good. Rebound is going to be out of bounds, but a foul on Butler. And that foul won't put us on the line. But Jalen Heisen was in there for the rebound. The 6'6 postman from Trinidad. And it'll be Grizzly basketball, 14:03 to go. 23-11, Butler. Inbound play, Jalen to the corner, A7. Backs down, turns, faces off the board, no good. Ball tipped away, picked up by Butler. Here they come with a 2-on-3 break. Feed it across, and now the ball tipped back outside. On the wing, three is up and around and no good. Tipped off the rim and picked up by Butler. On the wing to the corner. Now the shot from the wing for a three is off the mark. Pass inside, tipped out of bounds by Javen Barbie. And I'm not sure who's trying to get through my line, but I wish they would stop. Out of bounds with 13:31 to go. It'll still be Butler basketball. And now the inbound play to the right corner. A catch and shoot for a three. Good.
Pretty wide open again. We're not getting there quick enough. And coach will take a timeout here down 26-11.
13:26 to go, and they are off and running. They score a lot, and they're scoring a lot tonight. 26-11, Butler with the lead, and we're back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Dear employer,
my name is Phil Martin.
My name is Michael Roskovich.
Ronaldo Bird.
Zach Dizer.
I am writing to express my excitement at the opportunity to join your team.
As someone on the spectrum,
I may communicate in ways that are different from what you're used to.
I possess a unique set of skills
that sets me apart from other candidates.
Thank you for your consideration.
An autistic, inclusive workplace is good for business. It's time to make a change. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/win.
Now, more Grizzly sports action.
Following the timeout, Grizzlies trail 26-11 against the Butler Grizzlies, Milgrado, Kansas. Now, a horrible pass, cross-court stolen, layup is up and in.
Look how unselfish Butler is right now, too, making an extra pass for a layup. Grizzlies got to take care of the basketball. Got to settle down here.
Corey Mueller with the basket after the turnover, and it's 28-11. Makai drives, kicks it outside to the corner. Goose, cross court, underneath. Barbie steps through, puts it up. A little shot from about 5 feet, missed. And now back come Butler. A give, down the lane, layup off the rim and around and good by A.J. Pierre-Jerome, and that's his first basket. And it's 30-11.
Yeah, this we don't want to let this get away from us. We're going to need to make a run here. We need to stop this momentum right now. Need a great possession, Harlan.
Yep. Need a bucket bad. Makai Lindsey with it. Picks up the dribble out front. Boy, they deny. They pressure down the key. Here's A7. Drives and lays it up from right to left off
the glass. Big bucket. Big bucket.
Let's see if we can stop the ball at the other end. And now cross-court pass, deep left corner. Catch and shoot for another three, and that's good. That again is Corey Mueller with that three. And now it's 33-13. Here's the double dribble call. Makai Lindsey lost the ball as he got in the paint, tried to get it to Jalen Heisen, but turned the ball over for the fifth time. I've got one turnover on Butler and five on the Grizzlies.
Not good recipe when you're playing a team that can score as easily as Butler County.
And they'll bring the ball up the floor now with Amari Jones into the low block, bounce pass, back door, tipped away. Good defense by Makai Lindsey. Grizzlies come away with it. The second turnover on Butler. Damani Barley hands the ball off. Sean Glass circles right, beats it back to Damani in the corner. Goes baseline around. Right-hand shot off the lip of the rim. No good. Man, we've missed four in there pretty tight so far. To the right corner. Open shot. There's the three. It's going to be short. Got his own rebound right back to him. Pass inside. Ball is going to be controlled by Butler. They'll kick it far left corner. Mueller steps back, shoots another three. That's off the mark. Rebound, Sean Glass. Sean up the right sideline. We'll bring it up. We'll slow it up a little bit. Left point. Goose has a three. It's good. Gustav Blobenfeld.
Big bucket there. One of our few wide open threes.
And a missed shot. Now a rebound for the Grizzlies. They come back right to left. Makai out high. Dives in. Hang. Shoots no good. Got foul. Shoots two. Down 17 with 10:56 to go in the first half. Kind of feels like in the last minute and a half or so that we're kind of getting it together a little bit better.
Well, we've slowed the momentum a little bit, and now we're getting another timeout here before we come out and shoot two free throws.
So we'll have two shots after the timeout. Makai Lindsey will be at the line, and we're back in a minute. 33-16, Butler leads the MSU Grizzlies on KDY.
You weren't built for just getting by at your current job. You were built for success. The Terry L. Bowe Pace Advanced Welding and Fabrication Technology Program at Missouri State University West Plains puts you in a high-demand, high-paying career fast. Classes start in January. Enroll now. Get trained. Get certified. Get to work. Call 417-255-7788 or visit wp.missouristate.edu/welding to apply now.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
Makai Lindsey at the free throw line for the Grizzlies makes the first of two free throws with one more to follow. And if you're just checking in, there's 10:56 to go in the half. Butler Community College has 33 points already. Here's the next free throw. Good.
Well, I'm sure Coach Faye said at the timeout, we got to slow the tempo down and we got to get this thing within 10 before we get into the half here. So we got to play this next 10 minutes very well.
Got a near stop. Now ball tipped away off the miss on the drive and back the other way off the miss by Kincaid. Drive by Damani Farley down the lane. Lays it up and good. Damani off the bench with a bucket. 33-20 at the left point. Three ball is good.
Wide open again, and we had four transition defensive there.
Tim Walker averages 12 a game, and he's on his way. He's got 10. 36-20. Down the key again. Damani drives, ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by, well, thought it was a touch by the Grizzlies, but it's going to be Grizzly basketball underneath.
You can get away with that tonight. Touched by the Grizzlies, Grizzlies basketball. I mean,
never wrong.
Never wrong.
Oh, we need to have more games like that. Here's Sean Glass on the inbound. Damani has it in the corner, pops it out. There's Goose with it. One bounce, 17 footer, no good. And the ball comes off. Sean Glass has it. Reset. Makai down the lane. Bunch steps through and a foul will be called against Butler and that'll stop the clock at 9:57. At least, you know, you talk about slowing the pace of the game down. One way you can do that is by being more aggressive, take the ball to the basket, draw some fouls, get on the line. That just kind of naturally slows the pace.
Yeah, it certainly does. You want to be, you got to stay aggressive, but you just got to have more poise and control so you're not taking bad shots. A couple trips now out of bounds. We've run great out of bounds stuff. Coach Faye's running some really good out of bounds stuff, and we've had an open look from three that we knocked down earlier, and then that one there was a pull up that rimmed in and out. But we've got to continue to slow the pace.
At the point, down the key, Walker has it bounce pass to the baseline. They'll move it now to the middle of the floor. Turnaround, fall away, and that's up and good. And there's Goran Niang, and that's where you say good shot, because nothing you can do about that. Down the front court, Makai Lindsey to the right corner. In the lane, drive, high off the board, and good with the left hand.
On the line again.
Get to the line, and Alonzo Easterling will have a chance for a three-point play. 6'11", freshman transfer from Canisius with the bucket plus one. And we'll get Josiah Green in the lineup for Makai Lindsey for the Grizzlies. So right now the five will be the shooter, Alonzo Easterling, with Sean Glass, Goose Lobenfelt, Josiah Green, and Bonnie Barley. Free throw is good. Now up the right sideline. Out to the left wing. To the point. Josiah Kirkwood. Over on the right, they move it back over to Walker. In the corner, good ball movement. And now Kirkwood back out on the right wing to Devin Kerr. Back to the right baseline. Shot clock at 8. What's wrong with him? Here's the shot, no good. Weak side rebound, Josiah Green gets it. He's double-teamed, and the Grizzlies come away with it.
Best defensive possession we've had. We were able to guard him over 20 seconds, made him shoot a tough one.
And now reach in over the top. Foul will be called on Goran Niang.
That's their seventh, so that puts us in the bonus the rest of the way here, too. I think that's their seventh. Yep.
All right, that's great because
that can slow the tempo down as well, to your point earlier.
Yep. So Butler will get a sub in their lineup. That's Tristan Hankins. He was in the lineup a little earlier. He's from Moore, Oklahoma. And now it'll be Alonzo Easterling, and here's where being a good free throw shooting team can really come in handy in a game like this. So far tonight, and I know I'll get blamed if we miss this, but 6 out of 6 from the line. We have days seemingly where we're a great free throw shooting team, and days where we're not, and he missed it. And the free rebound comes down, pulled down by Butler's Devin Kerr. Now in the front court, right wing, wide open three, no good. And the ball is out of bounds off of Butler. Tell you another thing, too, here in the first 11 minutes of the ball game, Butler is getting to the 50-50 balls quicker than we are in a lot of cases.
They are extremely quick. There's no doubt. We're a step slow, and you see in our transition defense, just about every possession, we're not picking up, getting 5-on-5.
Look at that move
nice
by
drive
Zadiah
there.
Green, spins 360 and gets to the basket and lays it in. And now in the front court, they'll back in with Hankins. He'll lean in, shoot, got blocked from behind, but got fouled from the front with 8:23 to play in the first half. 38-27, Brian, the Saints down to 11 points.
Yeah, we're just, we've made a nice little run and dent in this thing here.
Isn't that kind of how it goes with teams, though, that score a lot of points?
They're going to give up a lot of points,
right,
too. I mean, they're, Butler's giving up 91 a game.
That's a lot. But they score a lot. Free throws,
yeah,
no
they,
good.
They're scoring more. So I guess, you know, this Butler team actually reminds me of my second team here. At Missouri State West Plains in 05-06, where we played, we had an All-American by the name of Tyrone Brazelton, and we had a great player by the name of Chuck Love. They were my only two sophomores, and then we played 10 freshmen, and we pressed the whole time, and
yeah.
I think still hold the record for most threes made in a season. So it's a fun style. It's I know what Butler's trying to do. It's a painful style if you like to be a defensive coach, which I always thought I preferred.
Alonzo Easterly, a little baby hook at one end. Grizzlies get a rebound. Here we go. Two-on-one break. Bounce it over. And it's out of bounds. Last touch by the side green board. There was 2 points waiting for it.
Yeah, we could have had that thing under 10. Here we go. Another media timeout here.
We played at Oklahoma City. Second game of the season, Seminole State got up on us 22 points in the early second half, and we had the ball with under a minute to play with a chance to take the lead. So we've got kids that can play that style of game, but we haven't played anybody that can play it the way these guys.
Yeah, they're high octane without question.
So when you left West Plains, while we got a second,
sure,
what pit stops did you make along the way? I know you coached Division One, coached women's basketball. Where'd you go?
I went to Texas Christian University, TCU, and we made our way to the Big 12 after we won a Mountain West championship. And from there, I went to Kansas State University. I was at Kansas State for 9 years and made some great runs. Unfortunately, furthest we ever got when I was there is we won the first round game seemingly in the NCAA tournament most years and then lost in the second round. But nonetheless, we're in the final 32. And then my last couple of years, I was head coach at Emporia State. Got to coach my daughter.
Oh, how fun that!
Real thrill.
Yeah.
And now we're moved down here to Mount Home, Arkansas.
He's moved back to God's country here. We'll talk more to Brian about some of his exploits and some other things here at halftime on the Grizzly halftime. But right now, 39-29, we've got this thing down now to 10 points. On the right side, they'll move it with Kirkwood over to Xavier Brown. And now ball fumbled away and picked up. Left wing three ball is up in the air and no good. Rebound is out of bounds off Alonzo Easterly. So close.
Fortunate there because that was wide open.
It was.
And we were doing a good job defensively, and we needed to. Coming out of a timeout, you really want to have a good possession or two right away to build that momentum back on your side.
Kirkwood on the inbound play. Lobs out front, and the ball tipped away but picked up by Butler. And now a grab foul will be called on Blaine Harris as Xavier Brown got by him, and that's only the sixth team foul. Hey, this kid, Xavier Brown, you know what? Just remember Xavier Jones?
Yes.
I remember Xavier.
I recruited Xavier. I did not get to coach Xavier.
He was
a freshman. I signed him out of Minneapolis right prior to my departure.
Here's a missed shot at the Grizzly end by Barley. Come back here as Kirkwood drive, feeds it over. Brown had it blocked by Easterling in the corner. Open shot by Hankins is no good. Long rebound right back to him, up and good.
forgot that name. Harlan, you're pulling names out. Xavier would have played for Yancey Walker in his first season.
Oh, okay. That's right, you did recruit. Okay, I got you now. Here's Alonzo in the left corner. Three ball is good.
Got that thing under 10. Now we need to settle those last 7 minutes here. Are really crucial for us.
In the corner, three, good. Foul in the play, and the basket counts, and that is just a killer as Alonzo came out, closed out, and fouled him on the three.
Well, the struggle that we're having is we just scored, and now we're going to give up a late contest three and foul on a four-point play because our transition defense has just not been where you need it to be, particularly if you're going to beat a high-level opponent.
So the Grizzlies now trail Butler 44-32. And I'll ask you, since we got just a second here to get subs, Makai and Ace come back in for Blaine and Sean. Would you not be at least as well off if you just turned your man-to-man up and just almost face-guarded people and pressured them hard? Now, you're going to give up some points in the middle, but that's not, to me, as bad as giving up open three.
Yeah, you can't give up open threes. You got to get back set. And the transition D is different today than maybe it was 15 years ago. You have to run to the arc more.
Right.
Because the emphasis of the game, I mean, we've said earlier, Butler County averages 43 attempts per game. 40.
Crazy. Grizzlies on offense. Baseline, Barbie, wraparound to the left corner. Ace Evans with it. That last free throw went. Now, three ball, no good. Rebound long over the top, pull down, and back come Butler with it on the run with Dace Combs to the left corner. Contested three is no good. Ace gets the rebound, and we go back the other way. Javen down the key, goes up inside, and good. Javen Barbie with the bucket. We'll get a timeout, I think. No, we just have to.
It's a lay of game warning. Can't knock the ball out. Worth a try, though. You want to try to slow this pace. To get a sub in. You know, Butler County's got three wins. They're 3-1. They beat Ranger. They lost to number 19 Howard 94-95. And then they beat Northeast Oklahoma and Western Nebraska. That is a really salty schedule.
Here's a missed dunk in the middle, and the Grizzlies get the rebound on the inbound. Desiah all the way, laid it up. No good. Tipped up. No good. Put it up and in, A7.
Right spot, right time for Ace.
At the other end, Grizzlies go zone. They give it inside. Ball lost. Stolen away. Javen Barbie long up the floor. Ace Evans behind the back. Gets to the rim. Goes up. Got it blocked.
Give that ball up.
Back outside. Desiah with a three ball. Good! At the point, Xavier Brown with a three, no good. And a rebound foul on the Butler Grizzlies will stop the clock at 5:22. Got to give MSU West Plains some credit. They've stuck
to it.
They've
done a great job here hanging in there, and it's happened. They've gotten better shots. We did slow the tempo early, like you talked about, with the getting to the free throw line. And now we're defending a little bit better overall.
Makai Lindsey will be the free throw shooter. He's 5 out of 5 tonight. Grizzlies have been very good. They are 6 out of 8.
I tell you what, Ace Evans has really given us a lift off the bench here, too, by the way. That should be pointed out. Milwaukee native, if I'm not mistaken.
He is our best offensive player all around. If you have to have a bucket, that's who you throw it to right there. And that's something we've kind of been missing the last couple of years, is having that guy. But we've got
redshirt freshman, Ace Evans.
Next one good. From Milwaukee, the same hometown as Robert Yander.
And Ontario McKee, who played for me.
Yep. At the offensive end, it's Butler with the ball. Their lead is down to 4 on the left baseline. Niang will work in, turn, spin, high off the board, no good. Tipped up, rebound, over the back foul. Kelly Hunt will call that one. And the Grizzlies will go to the other end and shoot 1-1.
And Butler's a little frustrated now. That whole ability to score that was so easy, the first 10 minutes. You know, we've held them to 12 points the last 7-8 minutes. So,
do you think it's a much better defensive effort?
been a part of that?
I think our defensive effort is a little bit better, yeah, for sure. And you know what's funny is when you're that kind of team, I think you also mentioned this, Harlan, you've been doing this for a while up here, is, you know, there's the old equal opposite reaction that occurs sometimes.
Right.
And they had such a big lead early that they just backed off the pedal a little bit, and then we put it on the pedal.
45-42, 45-43. Grizzlies down by 2 points. Front court, Butler with it. Butler not ranked in the top 25. They were vote getters in the last poll. Kerr in the left corner for a three. That's good. That kid can shoot the basketball.
They got a lot of them that can shoot it. They've gone through a stretch. They haven't made a three in a few possessions.
So. Lob up the floor. Goose cross court.
We have wide open one here.
Left point three. Ace. No good. Back iron. Rebound over the back. Foul on Goose for the Grizzlies. Stops the clock at 4:35. What a good comeback by MSU West Plains here.
Well, the key here now, Harlan, is we want this to finish as a comeback. In other words, we want to go into half. We're down 5, 4.5 to go. You'd really like to go in either ahead or no worse than 5 down, right?
Absolutely. Especially coming back from where you were. Corey Mueller, free throw shooter, first try good for Butler. He has 6 points tonight.
What was it, 29-11, if I'm not mistaken?
It got out to 18, I think, was the biggest lead.
Yeah, 29-11.
It was bleak. Free throw good. Mueller hits them both. It's back to a 5-point game now. 49-44. Down the key all the way. Ace goes up. Got fouled. He'll shoot two. Ace Evans gets to the line for the Grizzlies, and he can get to the rim, protect the ball, and he'll almost always get the ball up to the rim. And a lot of cases like that draw a foul as Alonzo Easterling checks back in for the Grizzlies. Ace to the line, and he'll shoot two.
Love those kids from Milwaukee. They're tough, tough kids. And he's bringing a degree of toughness, as you mentioned, to the rim in particular, giving the Grizzlies a good boost here in this first half. And down to a 6-point game with 4.5 to go, and we just need to keep this thing tight going into halftime.
Ace gets one more. It's a 6-point game. Next one is good. I gave a wrong shoot. I went by the scoreboard a while ago. Is actually, and this is correct, 50-45. Ace makes them both. Down the key all the way. Right hand off the board. No good. And the Grizzlies, Alonzo Easterling will get whistled for another foul. And that's going to be his second.
A lot of whistles here as of late. Both ends. Trading some free throws here. Kind of messes up the flow of the game a little bit. But it's been very entertaining half. For the fans in particular, if you like to see a lot of threes and you're not here in West Plains Civic Center, I don't know. It used to be they stopped taking tickets at halftime. So come on out and catch the second half. It'll be exciting.
Been there and seen that. Here's the next try. Good. No good. 0-for-2 as Walker misses them both. And now a three would make this a one possession game. Or a two would. Down the key to the right corner, Goose. Sean Glass curls over the top, down the key, step through, kick it left quarter. Javen Barbie with a three, in and out, rebounded by Kirkwood for Butler. Long up the floor. Good defense, stopping the dribble. Missed shot at the other end. Rebound, Barbie has it. Grizzlies come back. Off the left side, Ace Evans. Kicks it left corner. Goose, catch, shoot three, no good. And the rebound to Butler. Here we go the other way with a 2-on-4 break. They look left, kick it back. Kerr with a three at the left point. Off the mark. Rebound, Alonzo Easterling. We're going to get back into this up and down thing. Here's Ace Evans to the far quarter. And that's a out of bounds pass as Robert Frazier, the official, screened Goose on the pass over there and the ball went out of bounds.
Yeah. If Robert would have had two hands out, he could have caught it and laid it in. Then what do you do? Then who do you give the points to?
Split.
Home team.
That's right. 3:32 to go in the half. This has turned into a really interesting game. 50-45. Butler leads the Grizzlies, and we're back in 30 seconds on KSTY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto. Auto Service.
Fall is here, and at Don's Auto Service, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the door. Don's Auto Service makes sure their expert staff gets you the best and most qualified information on your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered and are ready to get your vehicle ready for the upcoming winter months.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
6-2, 6-1. So,
Brian Osterman joins me here for the ball game tonight during the Color Four. 3:32 to go in the half, 50-45. You were mentioning sizes, comparing sizes.
We've really gone, the evolution of the game has been a lot of 1-4, 1-5 switching, and both these teams feature guards in the 6-1, 6-2 range.
Right.
Not 6'5", 6'6", or bigger. Quick, can really shoot it. Fun to watch.
In the front court, Butler with the ball. They're up by 5. They were up by 18. In the right baseline, in the right corner, that is. Dribbling over the top, they kick it back to the left side. Hankins will drive in, wraparound shot, blocked by Easterling, and the Grizzlies come back. Ace kicks it across, lost it, picked up by Goose to the point. Alonzo, good ball movement. John, 3-ball, corner good.
Alonzo made plays at both ends. He gets that,
and a steal. Marley up, no good. Put back good, and a whistle on the play, and we'll get a foul probably before Ace's put back, but it's 50-48, and we could be tied.
We could be tied here in a couple of free throws, but let's go back to the play.
Yes,
Easterling blocks the shot, gets it back down the floor, triggers ball reversal for the open three. Just really a great job by him. And he is one guy, Alonzo, that gives us some size at 6'10", 6'11".
Damani Barley at the line makes a free throw. It's a one-point game. The last foul call on Jace Combs for Butler, and he has a chance. Damani Barley has a chance. What a super kid. He's got a chance to tie the game here. And it's no good. Rebound comes off. Hankins has it. And back come Butler. Up the right side, at the left elbow, pulls up, kicks it behind him, and now Xavier Brown, trapped in the paint, kicks it outside. To the right wing, curling over, down the lane, all the way, Matador defense, lay-in is up and good. Odie Williams, first basket, 52-49, Ace Evans, traveled with the basketball. Hankins jumped up on him, didn't see him as he turned around, traveled with him. This is kind of a touchy time. 2:35 to go. You're only down by one possession.
Well, they can score so fast.
That's it.
Harlan. I mean,
we can't just rest and think, well, we're going to win at half. Okay.
We've got to finish. There's a great backdoor action.
Kirkwood shoots, misses, put back, blocked by Easterling again. Pass up ahead. Damani, he's off to the races. Lays up and good. I'm going to start calling him Spider-Man. He is really
tough. He is long, isn't he?
Yeah. To the right corner. Jace Combs out front. Left corner. Here's a three, and it's no good. Rebound offensive. Put up. Blocked by Easterling, but a foul will be called inside. 52-51 Butler. And we'll get a substitution here. Jalen will come back in. Jalen Heisen. And that foul was the second foul of the ball game on Damani Barley. First free throw try is ramming, no good. Jace Combs.
Looks like we may have a few Grizzly baseballers down there making a little noise. Providing a little bit of a distraction for the Butler free throw shooters.
Jace Combs at the line again, good. Jace Combs with the high school at Nixa. Played for the Nixa Eagles. Played a year, I think it may be Wyoming. And has transferred to Butler. Good player. Grizzlies on offense. They feed it up the floor. And now give back pass, and Sean drives high off the board. No good as he cuts to the basket. And back will come Hankins. And a drop pass to Kirkwood to the right corner. 53-51 Butler. Hankins works against Blaine Harris. Backdoor cut, bad pass out of bounds. Turnover, Butler. That's their fourth of the half. And the Grizzlies will have the ball back to give them the chance to either tie or take the lead.
They haven't pressed much those last 7-8 minutes either, have they, Harlan?
No. And now a foul. Boy, that's a bad foul in the backcourt. That foul's on Josiah Kirkwood, who just bodied up against Josiah Green. Really bad foul with the official McDonald standing, Garrett McDonald standing right there by it. So
chance to tie.
Stops the clock. We walk to the other end, and we'll shoot. Now it's double bonus time, so we'll shoot two. I saw this kid, Josiah Green, play in high school last few seasons.
What high school in Springfield?
Parkview High School.
Parkview High School. They've produced some good players over the years.
They have, and Josiah, I thought, man, he would look so good in a Grizzly uniform, and lo and behold, here he is, and the next free throw is no good. He missed them both. And the rebound pulled down by Butler, up by two. Kirkwood, all the way down the key, nobody stopped
the
ball.
Nobody. It was open court layup drill.
Josiah Kirkwood makes the basket, 55-51. Sean Glass out front. Lob left baseline, now Alonzo. He backs down, the big kid, double team, now turns, right-hand baby hook is good!
Did a great job there, taking time. Had a height advantage.
55-53. Brown, left corner, up fake, puts it on the deck, drives across, in the paint, cut off, back outside, left point, three is up and around and no good. Rebounded by Butler. They go up inside, lay-in is good by Brown. Brown off the bench has 14. 57-53. Front court, Alonzo has it for the Grizzlies. Out front now, Sean Glass. Pull up, left point, three ball. Good! 1 point game. Left side deep. Here's Combs again. No good. Rebound, and nobody went for the ball quick enough in a tie-up or a foul at the Butler end. We didn't react to that ball when it came off the rim. It was 1,001, and then we
then
went.
Then we went after it, and now we split second late, caused a foul here, and put them on the free throw line.
So, if that's Alonzo, that's his third foul, and it is. So he's got to get out of there. Free throw shooter puts up the first try, and that is good by Odie Williams, and he'll have one more. Well,
not sure they recognize that it's the third foul, or
it was on him, was it not? I thought it was.
That's what they have on the scoreboard as well.
Don't get another one. Here's the next one. Good. 28 seconds to go. 59-56. A three would tie it at halftime. Maybe. Josiah Green over the timeline midcourt will hand it to Sean Glass. The shot clock is off. 16 seconds to go in the half. Now this is our guy right here if you're looking for a shot. A7, he'll spread the floor. Xavier Brown guarded him, and he can't guard Ace, I don't think. They double team, hard pass over Sean Glass. Shoots a three, left wing, no good. Took back at the horn, no good by Alonzo Easterling. And that's
we'll
the end of the first half. What a first half of basketball. 59-56 in favor of the Butler Grizzlies over the MSU West Plains Grizzlies. Halftime is here, Grizzly halftime. Brought to you by Missouri State University West Plains. New beginnings and endless possibilities. Brian and I will come back in 2 minutes on KDY.
Why wait years to start a career when you can get job ready fast? The Terry L. Bow Pace Advanced Welding and Fabrication Technology Program at Missouri State University West Plains puts you on the fast track to a high demand, high paying career. Get trained, get certified, get to work. But spots are limited and filling fast. Call 417-255-7788 or visit wp.missouristate.edu/welding to apply now.
The Ozark Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH podiatry as well as OZH orthopedic and spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
The cooler weather has the deer moving, and Hirsch has what you need for a great hunting season. Hi, this is Lane. Stop in today and get mineral blocks and attractants to help make the whitetails around your property healthy and happy. Top name brand deer stands to put you in the perfect spot for the perfect shot. Maybe you need a new knife for when you bring down that trophy buck. And for those who process the harvest, Hirsch has meat grinders, jerky, and sausage seasoning kits, all that and more to get you ready for hunting season.
Time for Grizzly Halftime, brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Well, if you were here early when it was, what was it, Brian, 29-11?
29-11.
It really looked bad. I mean, bad, bad. And they had 33 points, I think, after about 5 minutes. But the worm turned a little bit. The Grizzlies were able to slow the pace somewhat.
And yeah, they scored them 45-30 since we were down 29-11.
That's something. That's really so. The score at halftime is 59-56. Butler with the advantage here, and we did. There's no doubt about it. The last 10 minutes of the half, we did play better, and when we got a little more. I thought more aggressive to the rim with the basketball. I thought that when we were able to draw those fouls, it slowed the game down, but at the same time, I thought our free throw shooting kept us in the ball game, got us back in the ball game actually, and really changed the complexion of the half when we were able to slow it down a little bit.
We were, way more aggressive at the rim the last 10 minutes, and we stopped taking some really ill-advised tough threes
right.
to get to the basket. And then on the defensive end, I really thought Alonzo blocked two or three shots down there. He provided a basket protector, so we weren't giving them too many layups. They still had a couple. And we weren't fouling them as much at the rim, put them on the free throw line. And so that second half of the first half, the second quarter, things turned around for us, and we outscored them, as I mentioned, 45-30.
Alonzo Easterling, the 6'11 Canisius transfer, the freshman from Fayetteville, North Carolina, had 10 points for the Grizzlies in the first half. I thought he was a big, big reason that we were able to make that comeback.
On both ends. On both ends. He makes the block shots at this end, and then he either scores it, gets to the foul line, or he has assisted on a basket.
He made a great pass on that bucket late in the half. Halftime is here, 59-56, and it gets no easier Wednesday night when the Northeast Oklahoma A&M Ball Club will come in, and the Norsemen, as they're known.
NEO, as they're also known.
You know,
NEO lost to this Butler County team 110-95. So, they're gonna be, they're gonna know how to score some points, but, obviously Butler got away from them as well.
And then after Wednesday, we turn around and go to El Dorado, Kansas on Saturday and play these guys at their place. I'm sure that will be a lot of fun.
In the power plant. It's a tough place to play. Very low ceiling that I remember well because, I took the number two team in the country into Butler County and, we threw it off the ceiling at the end of the game and ended up losing. That was our first loss of the year, back when I was the head coach at Colby. So, the power plant can be a difficult place to play.
If I remember right, and I've only been there one time, so it's been probably at least 12 years ago anyway. It kind of is more reminiscent to me of a high school facility.
Kind of, yeah. It's got low ceilings. It's a double decker on both sides.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they have their football team there going crazy, it's really a tough environment.
We've got our baseball players here
great turnout by our baseball team.
Baseball team, volleyball teams here.
Yep.
That's really neat. Great support, not only from the student body, but from the public, too. We're at the half. We'll take a break, 59-56. Butler leads the Grizzlies, and we're back in 2 minutes on KDY.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Day before Veterans Day, and luckily tomorrow should be a bit warmer. Dan in the Weather Center, tonight's low 21 degrees. Tomorrow's high for Veterans Day, a high of 57 with a low of around 37. Not below freezing is a nice improvement. Partly cloudy skies will rule that day. Wednesday, 69 for a high, 40 for a low, and clear skies. You can find more details on all of this and more at OzarkRadioNews.com.
Today's hot new country, 102.5. KDY is KKDY FM, West Plains, Missouri.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
Halftime score, and if you caught the beginning of the game, first 5 minutes of the game, and you hear me tell you that the halftime score is in favor of Butler, 59-56, you heard correctly. It is. In fact, did we get it down to two or one?
One point.
We cut it to one. Couldn't quite get over the hump, but this really sets up nice for the second half of the ball game. One reason that we're in the ball game, Brian, it's a very simple thing that I don't know people, I think people probably take it for granted a lot of the time, but if you look back and you lose a 2 or 3 point game and your free throw shooting isn't very good, that's one of the main reasons. First half, though, we were 13 out of 16 from the line. That's good.
13 out of 16. You know, the other thing, and I don't know if you're tracking turnovers, and we don't have a stat sheet here, but we had 5 turnovers in about the first 5 minutes of the game.
Yep.
I bet we didn't have 5 the rest of the half.
Oh, no, we didn't. We had,
what do we have?
8.
8. So we have 3 turnovers the last 16 minutes of the half.
Which is excellent.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Allowed us to stay in the game and get back in the game. Shoot, if you'd have said, you come out of the break and said, hey, it's 59-56, some people thought the game was over. We got a half to go. This is fun.
And we are up in the free throw shooting. We're a +3 in the free throw shooting. The Butler Grizzlies shot 10 out of 18 in the first half from the free throw line. So we did a little better than them. But, you know, this is the way they play. This second season, by the way, for their head coach, Eric Nitsche. He took over last season and immediately won 22 games, and 22-10, I think, was their record last season. So he's obviously got it going. But this Butler program is one out of the Jayhawk Conference over there. This has been really good for a long time.
Traditionally, it's one of the better programs. Their location really lends itself to great opportunity. They're right outside of Wichita. And a real good recruiting base, not too far up the interstate from Kansas City. And you got ability to fly players in for campus visits and so on and so forth, and drive in for campus visits. So their proximity to talent is is good. So they've always traditionally been a very good program. And Eric's done a nice job building on a great tradition. Winning 22, and they're off to a 3-1 start. It looks like he's got a philosophy that he believes in. So he knows how he wants to play, and he wants to play up-tempo, and he wants to shoot a lot of threes. And they're buying into it. They're a tough team, but you know what? Our Grizzlies are right there. We're at home. We got a great student crowd tonight. So if we play well this second half, let's see if we can't get a little upset here.
I have started a personal tradition, and hopefully this year it'll be because we're actually playing there. But a few years ago, me and my best friend started a tradition of going to the national tournament at Hutch every year. And I can't – if you love basketball, that is something. You got an entire tournament in one building. Games all week long. If you're a basketball nut, you have to go watch the National Junior College Tournament at Hutch.
Absolutely. I used to do that all the time for recruiting purposes when I was coaching on the men's side, and it's phenomenal. It's a super venue. Got to coach in it several times, and they keep making that venue even better, redoing it, concourses, different expansions, and it's great. And I know the Grizzlies under Yancey Walker made a trip there, and they were number one in the country. And they didn't win the national championship, but still the one and only trip to Hutch by the Grizzlies, and still the one and only team that was ranked number one in the country
for 6 weeks.
So that, you know, I know Coach Barr did a great job as well, and you know, we had some ranked teams when I was here, of course, in the top 10 a couple of times, a couple of seasons.
Number 18, that really good year, I think, in the final poll. You were top 20.
I think, we were finished 18th in the very final poll, and I believe we, that was after losing in the regional championship.
Right.
But, they knew we had a great team that year, so you still garner that accolade. But, you know, fun basketball team to watch these Grizzlies right now. So, again, encourage fans to come on out. If not the second half, catch them on Wednesday against NEO at 7 o'clock.
Right.
Be another great game. Two great opponents to bring in here. One of the best programs out of the state of Oklahoma, and one of the best, as you mentioned, out of the Jayhawk Conference in Kansas.
Second half is ready to start. Who knows what's going to happen in the next 20 minutes? 59-56. Butler leads it, and we're back in a minute with the second half here on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Fall is here, and at Don's Auto Service, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the door. Don's Auto Service makes sure their expert staff gets you the best and most qualified information on your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered and are ready to get your vehicle ready for the upcoming winter months.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Hastar Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
And it does, with the Grizzlies with the basketball down three. Starting the second half, Alonzo Easterling turns to the middle, drops step, goes up. He got called for the whistle. Was it a foul or a travel? It's a travel violation. Oh, now are we going to get a reverse? Nope. Travel violation, and Jared Fay is upset that that wasn't a foul. He had a case to make there.
Yeah, I think he was fouled. Obviously, Kelly Hunt thought he walked before the foul, so they were already walking the other way.
Brian made a terrific point just a moment ago. Here's a shot for a three at the point. No good. Rebound Alonzo Easterling. Boy, he's playing big inside tonight.
Butler doesn't have much for size, so but he is doing a great job, and we need him to be a factor the second half, Alonzo.
Josiah Green, a three, would tie it. Let's see if this does.
Wide open.
No good. Rebound to Saya with a rebound. He got hit. Goes up with a shot inside and scores. 1 point game, 59-58. Saya has 10.
These first 5 minutes, as we talked at the break, are really crucial.
There's a set and a three and a timeout will be called by Butler off the May three by Avon Riley. He has 6 tonight. We'll keep it here during the timeout. So, when a coach
situation... this is really interesting here, Harlan, because this timeout now becomes a full timeout, and if I'm not mistaken, it cancels the media timeout at 16. So we will not have a media, which is really critical because Butler County plays those 10 players, and they're going to run them in and run them out, and they're going to want to get their tempo back. And the Grizzlies just got this thing hanging at 4, and these first 5 minutes always coming out of halftime are critical.
Especially against a team like this, because we saw what happened the first 5 minutes of the first half. If that happens here, we don't have much of a shot.
Yeah, you can't get out score 29-11 to start the half like we did in the first half. So, again, what allowed Butler to get up that early in the game was our 5 turnovers early in the game.
Right.
So we really got to take care of the basketball coming out of this timeout. Get good possessions each time. Keep this thing within a manageable number. Right now, down 4.
Inbound play in the backcourt. Josiah Green gets it in. Makai Lindsey back to Josiah in midcourt. Up the right sideline, Sean Glass. He'll hold it up on the right wing. Takes it to the top over on the left to Josiah. Crossover dribble. That's Makai Lindsey. Takes it to the baseline. Goes up. Got foul. Shoots 2 with 18:56 to play. And the Grizzlies get back to the line where they've done a lot of good business so far tonight.
Good to establish that early in the second half, getting to the free throw line. Josiah just really did a great job there of pressing the issue at the rim. And Josiah will shoot 2 here.
Isaiah, or I should say Avon Riley with a foul. Free throw good by Makai Lindsey. He has 10 points tonight. 2, 4, 6, 7. He is 8 for 8. And misses.
Now keep doing that. I swear
I've done that. I didn't believe any of that garbage, but I'm going to have to rethink it, I guess. Bounce pass. Back door. Bad pass. Oh, picked up inside and laid up and in. Johnny on the spot. Devin Kerr. It just came right to him, and he laid it in the basket.
There, full court pressing again early in this half.
64-59. Feet up ahead. Josiah all the way. Left hand layup is good by the Parkview kid. He is a strong, physical 6'4" guard.
He's a good player.
Backdoor cut. Feed it across on the touch pass. Loose ball. Turned over. The fifth of the game against Butler. Up the left side. Here's Tyrell Smith. Tyrell had foul trouble in the first half. He drives the key. Goes up with the drive. No good. But he got fouled on the drive with 18:15 to go. And now we can make it a 1-point game again. I almost said I wish every game was like. I don't wish every game was like this. I couldn't take it.
Well, there's it's such a transition game, and there's very few times that there's 7 to 10 passes in a possession.
Correct.
It's very, very up tempo by both teams. Both teams want to play that way, and it's rim or threes. There's not any between game any longer. And we certainly haven't seen much between game here in this ball game.
Right. Tyrell Smith missed the first free throw. He gets one more try. Tyrell's a transfer from Coach Hurt out at Coffeyville. Next one good.
Hall of Fame coach there, Jay Herkelman, played his ball clubs a few times.
Here's a shot no good by Hankins. Makai rebounds, gets it over to Tyrell up the left side to Zaya. Takes it over the top. Right hand layup. Block. Good defense. Stolen back. Josiah goes up inside. Blocked again. Knocked to the floor. Tie up to the ball. And it's picked up by Sean Glass. Outside Tyrell Smith. And a whistle and the shot clock is incorrect. Kelly Hunt blows that play down immediately. So it'll be Grizzly ball one way or the other. Down by 2. That was a hectic series of events right there.
You caught it late. I'm not sure what they're putting it back at 23, so 10 seconds difference.
Evidently,
and,
Butler must
have the ball. Grizzlies will have the ball.
Butler evidently had the ball long enough to reset the 30-second shot clock. Inbound play, Makai in the left corner. Dribbles out, picks it up, gets it over to Tyrell, bubble it, backcourt, turnover Grizzlies. You gotta keep your eye on the ball. Doesn't matter if you're playing golf or basketball.
Absolutely. Good thing it's a dead ball, so let's set our defense and get a good stop here. We're down two.
They'll throw it backcourt and bring it up. 64-62. The Butler Grizzlies lead the MSU West Plains Grizzlies. At the point, over on the right side, Kirkwood to the corner. Hankins has it. Into the paint, kicks it outside, curling over the top. Curry with a high floater off the glass, no good. Tipped off the board, put back up, no good. Rebound, Butler, back to the point. Kirkwood fires a long three, no good. And the rebound, Alonzo Easterling for the Grizzlies. To Sean Glass. 17-12 to go in the ball game. 64-62, Grizzlies have been knocking on the door. Let's see if we can kick it down. A drive, good! Foul on the play of the basket, counts by Sean Glass, and we're tied it at 64.
Chance to take our first lead.
Yes.
Is it? I don't know. Did we lead at the beginning of the game?
I don't think so either.
First lead of the ball game here.
Sean Glass free throw. Good. And we're ahead by one. Sean Glass 3-point play. 10 points. Down the middle. Hankins for Butler. Lob pass to the left corner. They'll move it there with Avon Riley. On the wing. Open three. A shot up and good. Riley with the 3-pointer. His second three of the half. 67-65, near steal. Grizzlies back with a 3-on-1 break. Feed it ahead to Alonzo. Shoulders in, right-hand baby hook. No good, got his own board. Little hook again, good. Brian, not all six.
This will be fun if this can go back and forth for 16 minutes.
At the point.
We'll lose our brush.
At the point. Kirkwood, ball knocked away, loose on the deck. And a whistle and a jump ball, and it's going to be Butler basketball. Oh, I'll throw in real quick. Alonzo Easterling, the way he's playing tonight. And I'm sure you've coached kids like this. He plays like he's 6'11". A lot of kids that are that size, 6'10", 6'11", they want to shoot the three. They want to float around like a 6'6 kid a lot of the time.
Oh, he's a center.
He knows he's a center. In the left corner, pull up three is around, no good. Rebound, Sean Glass. We had Ace ahead. There he is, up ahead of the play. Ace Evans, coast to coast, lays it in. 69-67. Grizzlies in the corner, three for the lead. It's good.
Boy, they are just relentless at shooting those threes, I'm telling you.
Avon Riley up the floor. Grizzlies 2-on-2. Desiah takes it in, goes up, no good, got fouled, that'll stop the clock.
Two more free throws. All four of the fouls on Butler in this half, early in this half, have led to 8 free throws for us.
Being aggressive to the basket, and the timeout on the floor here, Chase Combs with his second foul, the Knicks are good for Butler. 15:50 to play in the second half. What a game. Butler 70, MSU West Plains 69, and we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Hey, it's Maddie. As the seasons change and you find yourself needing new boots, make sure Hirsch Feet and Farm Supply is your first stop. Your feet, knees, and back will thank you. Whether it's work or play, we have an incredible selection of great brands and styles. Stop in today and get ready for these cooler fall days.
Hirsch Feet and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feet and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
Josiah Green for the Grizzlies. Free throw ties the game at 70 apiece. Josiah with that has 13 points. The freshman from Springfield makes the next one. Boy, he's playing with a lot of confidence. You can just
he sure way. Is. He sure is. And talk about confidence. You pull off a victory like this. This is a confidence builder.
Here's a push off. They dish it off and a one-handed dunk on the attack A.J. Pierre-Jerome with his second field goal. 72-71, and now at midcourt, ball lost. Butler with a steal in the left corner. Shoot a three, and it's good. Riley has made four threes here in the second half. 75-71, and a foul in the backcourt. That'll be the 15th foul now on Butler. And
it's huge, huge for us. The key is, can we continue to take advantage and keep pressing the issue and make sure these guys keep calling the fouls.
Jace Combs picks up his third foul for Butler. He stays in the game. 75-71. Damani Barley is in for the Grizzlies. In the backcourt. Flashing up, getting the ball. Tyrell back over to Damani. And here he comes. Spider-Man on the move all the way in. Dishes over. Layup. It's good by Alonzo Easterly. And a foul on the play in the basket counts.
Yeah, that's six. Look at the scoreboard, Harlan.
That's the way it should be, right?
6-0.
You old dog. Let's see. That is the fourth foul on Hankins. And Alonzo with a bucket in one, and it's good. 75-74. It'll be hard to go to sleep tonight. The adrenaline is moving pretty rapid as this game goes
along.
Absolutely. To the right corner. Hankins launches deep range, way out, air ball. Tyrell Smith has it, and the Grizzlies look to regain the lead here. The baseball team loves that. Now to the left, McCott. Bad pass over the top, knocked away, stolen, turnover. Butler has it. Pick it up on the sideline. You're asking for trouble. Ball loose on the floor. Loose basketball picked up by Jerome. Loose again picked up by Damani. He's got a guy up ahead. Gets it to Makai. Lays it up and good. Makai Lindsay with 12. 76-75. MSU West Plains on top of Butler. Now quick shot for a three is no good. Rebound taken down by the Grizzlies from El Dorado. Tim Walker with it. Walker curls over, down the lane, takes it to the rim, high off the board and good. Nice shot by Tim Walker.
Good player, but he went quiet on them after those quick 10 points in the first half.
And now a foul at the other end as the Grizzlies look ahead, and they beat. I don't know if they beat him back on defense.
Yeah, we threw over the top, did a great job looking ahead. And that's seven fouls on Butler County, so we're going to be shooting the rest of the ball game here. And there's only not even 6 minutes gone in the second half.
And the Walker kid just picked up his fourth foul. So he's going to have to go out.
They've got a little bit of foul trouble, but they do have great depth, as we alluded to earlier in the game. Back to tying this thing up with a chance to take the lead here.
Damani Barley makes a free throw, and he'll get one more. And they'll sub out at this point. And now I'm looking at the scoreboard, and it looks like they switched the foul to Xavier Brown. And the next free throw, good. Damani Barley coming through for the Grizzlies there. Damani, what an athlete from Rochester, New York. 78-77 on the baseline. They'll cut off the ball with Kerr out on the wing now. They move it inside posting. Kerr goes up and, boy, out of bounds. Damani got a whole lot of arm.
And Eric over there is letting Kelly know about it a little bit.
You think he's noticed that the Grizzlies have no fouls compared to seven for him? Here's a pass inside. Nice little baby hook shot inside by Devin Kerr. He's a good-looking player. He's got 9 points. 79-78. Coaches tend to recognize stuff like that.
Yes, we're pretty in tune with a lot of things that are going on, and there's another wide-open three by the Grizzlies.
Tyrell! Well, if he can get hot, that would help. 81-79. Grizzlies lead Butler in a reach-around foul, and of all the stuff you see happen in a game, all the body contact, and then you see a little reach-around foul like that.
I think Kelly just told him he's got I'm blowing the whistle.
Ace with his first foul.
Oh, another easy one.
Oh, inside, and the foul in the basket counts. Caught us asleep on the inbound pass. Devin Kerr got the lay-in. And that ties it at 81. Butler will have a chance to regain the lead. The foul is Jalen Hyson. I didn't even know Jalen was in the ball.
He just went in and had a couple of quick, unfortunate mistakes happen, but he needs to give us a boost because Alonzo is about wore out, I think.
Tyrell, deep corner, three ball, won't fall. Rebound taken down by Butler, and they come back. It's an 82-81 game. Three ball to point. It's no good. Comes off out of bounds. Last touch by Butler, and it's Grizzly basketball. I can't even tell you what it costs to get into a game here. But you're coming out ahead if you're
Coming out ahead. There's no question. Tonight you're going to get your money's worth. This is in the 80s, and we got 13 minutes to go.
Ace Evans is blocked in the backcourt. Let's shoot a one-and-one.
Yes, let's go down and shoot him. We're not shooting quite as well this second half from the foul line.
So, let me look again. We're 8 out of 10.
Oh, 8 out of 10, okay.
That makes us
13 out of 16 in the first half, you said, right?
Yep. So we are 21 out of 26.
Wow.
And for us, that's 84%, something like that. So really good. Ace Evans at the line for the Grizzlies. Free throw good. Our Don's Auto Service player of the game is a feature of each game, and we'll name ours at the end of this one. Who knows who the hero will be for the Grizzlies, 82 all. Next drive for the lead, Ace, good. He is smooth, he has 10, and now the other end, it's Butler with it. Kerr to the point. Brown drives, lays it up and around, no good. Rebound, Ace Evans, here we go the other way. 4-on-2 to the right corner, catch and shoot, Tyrell, good! '85-'82, and now a defensive foul call on the Grizzlies. Ace Evans will pick up his second foul. And another point with the Grizzlies, Ace Evans has had a bad ankle since late in the preseason. Has just started his minutes.
Yeah, that
starting
doesn't,
to go
look,
up.
Doesn't look bad tonight.
Not at all.
He's playing.
And the
he's
longer
playing
he's
well.
Oh, bad pass on the inbound. Threw it into the Butler bench.
And that, it was Ace Evans right there forcing a turnover. Him and Lonzo right now have been kind of the two sparks for the Grizzlies. But a lot of people. Desai is really Green has played well, too.
And here's the inbound in the backcourt. Ball tipped out of bounds. And here's the thing. Two guys that have been really key to us getting back in the ball game and now taking the lead. Alonzo Easterling and Desai Green are both on the bench right now getting a rest.
They are. And, you know, when you've got this many points, there's a lot of people contributing, you know, offensively.
Inbound stolen. Kirkwood lays it up and good. On the inbound, you got to come to the basketball. Off the turnover, Grizzlies have it. Up the right sideline. And here's Glass. Lays it up over Kirkwood and good. Sean Glass with the basket, and Sean has 12. 87-84 Grizzlies. Low block. They'll hold, get it to the middle with Kerr. And a reach-in foul on Javen Barbie. Again, not much, but a foul. And Javen picks up his first foul. 87-84. 12 minutes, 10 seconds to go in this ball game. Inbound play. Back out front. Josiah Wood kicks it to the right corner. They'll hold there with Tim Walker. Now in the left corner. Move it back outside, back to the left side. Odie Williams out front. Here's a launch with 5 on the shot clock. Partially blocked, maybe. Grizzlies come away with the basketball. Javen Barbie with it. Up the right side, Tyrell Smith. Back over, Javen has it. Hands it to Tyrell. And the ball stolen away, now stolen back by Tyrell. Now stolen back. Odie Williams takes it the other way and goes in with a dunk. That's just careless ball handling.
Sometimes we just get sped up, and that can happen when you're playing a team like Butler County.
Here's the ball out of bounds at the other end on the drive. It's going to be off the foot.
I'll take it to immediate timeout here.
Josiah Kirkwood. Timeout, 11:23 to play in the ball game. It is wild. 87-86. Grizzlies lead Butler. Back in a minute on KDY.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Now more Grizzly sports action.
Lane Harris of the ball game for the Grizzlies from Cape Girardeau. It'll be thrown inbounds by Makai Lindsey after the break. Lob out front, and Sean Glass has it. 87-86. Grizzlies lead Butler. Sean, good crossover. 17-footer straight on. Off the planks it off the back iron. No good. And the ball back the other way. Devin Kerr with the rebound. Front court, wraparound pass. Good defense. Lane Harris knocks the ball away, and Makai Lindsey has it.
I always like to see how these teams come out of a timeout. I think it's crucial.
Here's Sean Glass with a bucket as he banks it off the glass going to the left. Sean used Glass, and it's 89-86. Now quickly to the other end, Kirkwood forces up a jumper, no good. Sean with it. And we turn it into a half-court game for the time being with 10:40 to play. Goose, left point, Makai, wide, open for a three. Good!
Coach from Butler, Eric, he just wanted them to keep pushing and going faster and faster. And, you know, from their perspective, they've given up 92. The Grizzlies got 92 here in 30 minutes.
That's not typical. We're talking about the number of points we have. Still with 10 minutes to go, got 92. And Butler's been giving up a lot of points this year.
They've been giving up 91 a game.
That's going to take a hit tonight.
The Grizzlies have scored 105, 93, 78, 60, and 83. So we're on pace for easily our highest scoring game.
Down the right side, Xavier Brown, fallaway blocked from behind by Blaine Harris. It'll stay with Butler with 10-10 to play. 92-86. An inbound play. Brown throws it in for Butler. They get it to the corner. At the left point, to the wing. They're looking inside, trying to get his ball to the low post and can't. Now curling over the top. Xavier Brown back to the right corner. And a shot clock goes. They had no idea.
They had no idea. And I'm not sure the staff
no one was locked in.
Nobody was hollering. The bench is pretty quiet now for Butler. They're a little stunned here. They did not realize they were coming to the West Plains Civic Center.
Here's a three in the corner. Goose, and that's off the back iron. No good. Harris with an incredible rebound, and that's going to be an over-the-back call on him. But Blaine really lifted and got that rebound from two purple shirts there.
He wanted it, and he chased after it, and Kelly Hunt thought he just had a little much too much body there. Both teams will be in a bonus now the rest of this ball game.
92-86. Three ball, point, in and out, back in again. Xavier Brown has 17. Up the left side, Desiah has it. To the point, Makai. Steps back, kicks it across. In the corner, Sean. Three ball, no good. Ball along to the corner on the missed shot. And the ball picked up by Butler. They're down by three, and they throw the ball away at the other end.
Now they're starting to unravel a little bit. Grizzlies with a three-point lead here need to continue to take advantage. And what they haven't done in this last little stretch here is we need to get back to that free throw line again. Harlan. We're in that bonus and have been for a while, and need to get some free throws.
It's good to make threes, but the benefits of getting to the free throw line are multiple. So here's the inbound back court.
It's such a high octane game that you need to catch your breath once in a while.
Evans cross court in the corner, three ball Tyrell, and no good. And an over the back foul will be called. Well, thank you very much. They called an over the back
line. We're going to the free throw line. Desiah Green back to the foul line. How many has he shot tonight?
Desiah has shot four, made two. Normally, he made 10 in a row.
He's an 80%er coming into the ball game.
They made 10 in a row in the game on Saturday. Here's a free throw by him, and it's good. Desiah Green, his parents drove all the way to Burlington from Springfield to watch the games this weekend. Next try, good. 94-89.
That's the advantage of staying close to home here, even though that was a road trip for the family. Parkview down Springfield, just an hour and a half away.
Low block for Butler. That's offensive. He cannot possibly not call that a foul, and they do, as Desiah Green held his ground and drew the charge. He was not going to get away with that one, was he?
No, that was pretty blatant right there.
Garrett Nying. Here's the inbound in the backcourt.
Got to take care of the ball here.
Up the court, two-on-one break. Here's a drive. Tyrell lays it up and good. Jay can send us players anytime. Left point, three ball, no good. We're all tipped over, loose on the deck, and we get a foul on the floor again.
It's going to be on Ace.
A7. It's not surprising if you get a transfer from a guy, a Hall of Fame coach like Jay Herfman, chances are they can probably play a little
they
bit.
They probably can play. Maybe you got stuck behind some people. You don't even need a reason to transfer anymore. You can be a starter and transfer. We're in a new era of you can go wherever you want, and that's okay. Grizzlies now going to be shooting two the rest of the way. Butler County is in a bonus themselves.
Third foul on A7. Free throw no good. Xavier Brown missed it. 96-89 in the key. Here's Desiah hanging, shooting, no good. He got hung up midair, and now the ball picked up by Butler. In high school, that's an automatic foul. In this, it's nothing. I mean, you've got to be a man when you take it in there. In the left corner, here's a three. That's no good. Long rebound. Damani Barley with it. Up the right side now, Tyrell. Tyrell, long three is no good, and that's probably not exactly what we needed
there.
Don't
like that shot, up seven.
Out front, they'll set and pop a three of themselves with Postman. He missed it. Kerr gets the rebound. He faces off the back iron. No good. What a good rebound. Jerked down with meat hooks that time and laid back in by Gora Nying. And we get a whistle in the backcourt, and we'll shoot more free throws. Thank you very much. Xavier Brown with a foul for
Got an immediate timeout coming up here first.
Timeout on the court. 7:47 to play. 96-91. Grizzlies lead Butler, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
Kerr Speed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Kerr Speed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Hey, this is Maddie. As you get your day going, I am sure you've noticed the morning temperatures are getting cooler and cooler. At Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have everything you need. Heavy flannel, hats and gloves, hoodies, vests, jackets and coats, bib overalls, jeans, outerwear, climate gear, and much more. Stop in today.
You weren't built for just getting by at your current job. You were built for success. The Terry L. Bow Pace Advanced Welding and Fabrication Technology Program at Missouri State University West Plains puts you in a high-demand, high-paying career fast. Classes start in January. Enroll now. Get trained. Get certified. Get to work. Call 417-255-7788 or visit wp.missouristate.edu/welding to apply now.
College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
Played them here, if you remember.
Yep. 96-91. The Grizzlies at the line with a 5-point lead. Ace Evans, free throw is good.
I believe our biggest lead was 6 or 7, was it?
7, I think.
6.
6?
So it's about to be 7 here, and this will be our biggest lead.
Get in there, ball. Good.
98-91. You got to talk to it, you know.
Not like golf.
Yeah.
And like golf, it doesn't listen very often. 98-91, and the Grizzlies now with that biggest lead of the night, 7 points. A7s will come out probably not for very long.
Well, we've seen Alonzo out for quite a while now.
Here's
and they've gone really small. And not having Alonzo in right there, they're Butler's doing a nice job hanging in there now themselves.
The role has kind of flipped a little bit here, it seems like.
It has, because Butler could easily get blown off the floor here. They need to hang in there if they want to have a chance to win. They need to keep this within shouting distance. They are struggling from the line on.
That one was off the mark. Here in the half, let's see. They are one. Well, there's one out of three in the half, but they're 11 for 21 for the game. Next try is no good, and put back is up and in by Niang, who went over the back and tipped it in with two hands. 98-93. 7:30 to go. Devonte Barley, front court. Lost basketball, stolen back. Now feet up ahead and a drive and the ball off the rim. No good. Rebound. Josiah Green gets fouled. We'll shoot free throws again at the other end. 1-1.
Double bonus time every trip.
98-93 is the score. And we'll go to the line again. Josiah Green. I haven't looked for his folks, but I can guarantee you they're here. Somewhere. Here's a free throw, and it's no good by Desaias with one more to come. I remember my first Grizzly game I came to was in 98. We were playing Indian Hills.
Heck of a game. I'm guessing that coach right over there was our coach.
He was.
Coach Tom Barr is in the house tonight, and he started this program as a basketball coach.
And the only place I could sit was in the far upper left-hand corner, the last seat. Here's a drive left side, foul call, stops the clock. And that, again, will put Butler on the line. But they've not been taking very much advantage of this. Tristan Hankins is going to be the free throw shooter. He is 1 for 4 tonight from the line.
Now let's keep the string rolling here.
99-93. Free throw good. Brian Osherman sitting in for Curtis Ballou tonight. We hadn't had any of these games, have we, Curtis? This is rather unique. 99-94. Next try is good.
I appreciate you having me.
Hey, you're coming
back. This is fun. I'll be back.
We got a lot of season to go here. Pass on the press, ball nearly thrown away, picked up by the Grizzlies, Josiah Green. He is hassled in the corner like you can't believe. Now, out front. Lindsay pulls it back. 17 on the shot clock. 7:05 on the game clock, up by 4. 99-95. Bad pass in the corner. Out of bounds to Barbie. Thrown away.
Okay, get our defense set. Dead ball turnover.
This is a running total. It's going to be wrong. But the Grizzlies with 13 turnovers now compared to 10 for Butler at the right point. Xavier Brown, good. That's a big shot. That makes it a one-point game. Mackay, up the floor, left side. Josiah Green. Behind the back move, gets in the lane, right hand. Scoop shot, will fall, rebound. Barbie, up high off the board and good. 101-98, Grizzlies. At the offensive end, tip pass, knocked away, but up, no good. And there's going to be a foul called on Mackay Lindsay, contesting Kerr, going for that ball, coming off the rim.
Here comes Lonzo back into the game.
Man, he should be good to go the rest of the way now.
I would hope, and we're going to need him out there defensively on the glass.
He really changed the game at times in the first half, I thought. Free throw good.
Yeah, he sat a real long time here, probably the last 10 minutes he's been out now. Really did a nice job. Hopefully he didn't lose his mojo, and he needs to finish strong. We're about to have a one-point game again.
101-99 is the score. Grizzly player of the game named afterward, brought to you by Don's Auto Service. Who will it be We got a number.
All names.
Free throw good by Devin Kerr.
And in the hundreds, and there's 6 minutes to go, folks.
101-100. Who needs pro basketball? Law pass up the right side. Outside Sean Glass.
Who needs the Harlem Globetrotters?
That's right. Down the key. Makai drives. Hang. Shoots. Block. Loses it out of bounds. Last touch by, I thought, Butler. And it will be off the Butler Grizzlies. Makai Lindsey is forcing that way too hard. We need to move the ball a little bit. Get the ball to the rim eventually, but as Brian says, it's not a bad thing to use a little clock. Low block. There's our big guy, Alonzo.
Take our time, Alonzo.
Turn to the middle.
Stop. There you go.
Baby hook. And good. And they can't handle it.
Very nice. He's got too much length on him.
Right point. Three ball. No good. Long rebound. Sean Glass comes up with it. Throws it back toward the basket. We ought to get a timeout here. Here's a pass up the left side. Front court. Here we go. 3-on-2. Feed it to the far corner. Goose. Set, shoots the three, air ball, and picked up by Jace Combs, and back will come the Butler Grizzlies. Combs on the right side, Xavier Brown, fakes, drives all the way, lays it up good, foul on the play, and the basket count. Desire Green will get called for the foul.
Here comes Ace back in the game as well.
103-100.
Tyrell Smith on his way back into the ball game as well, along with Damani Barley, I believe.
So we'll
who's
get
played well also tonight. I mean, we've had a lot of guys really play well, and of course, that's you score 100 points, so you're going to have a lot of scorers. But really bringing a lot to the game, a lot of energy tonight. Both teams playing hard, fun game to watch.
Xavier Brown for Butler is 1 out of 2 from the line. That's a one-point game, and the free throw is good. We're tied at 103. Pressure in the backcourt. Damani Barley has it. Up the left sideline in the front court, crosses over. Damani dribbles over, pass to Easterling. Now he'll back in on Kerr. He's got a lot of size on him inside. Drop step, goes up, forced the shot off the rim, no good. Ball is controlled by Butler. They come back with it with Devin Kerr. Right side three ball, set and pop, good.
Need a timeout here.
Odie Williams, yep. Here's Ace to the hole, goes up, got fouled. He'll shoot two. With 4:57 to go, and I'm kind of in your ballpark here. Probably not a bad time to take one if you got one that you can use. 106-103. Ace Evans back to the free throw line. Foul number 4 on Devin Kerr. If we get that guy out of the game, that would be a good thing. He's got 9 in the second half and 14 for the game. Ace Evans, free throw good.
Yeah, it's breaking a 5-15 run, a 15-5 run here in the last, 2.5 minutes, by the, Butler County Grizzlies.
Ace misses the second, 1 out of 2, 2-point game, Butler on top. 106-104. Here's Kirkwood, up high, on the dribble, they weave, they give it back to Williams, he shoots from the left elbow, fade away, good. That's not an easy shot. 108-104. Butler back on top, and here comes their push. We'll see if the Grizzlies can match it. Kai Alonzo, top of the circle. They really overplay hard right now. Tyrell
smelling it. We're going to have to get back to that free throw line. There we go. We got a whistle. Got a good whistle.
Kurtz just fouled out of the ball game, I think. Yep, he's out. Devin Kerr fouls out of the ball game with 14 points for the Butler Grizzlies. Right on. We're all about that. Kerr, a 6'6 sophomore from Kansas City. Kid can play, but he's not going to play anymore.
He'll look a lot better over there on the bench.
I like that a lot better. AJ Pierre Jerome comes in the lineup again.
Take free throws here, Harlan, because we've been swimming upstream here lately.
Free throw try, round and out, no good. 4:17 to go. Grizzlies down by four. 108-104. Next try, good. This is the first game I've ever, as Makai goes out and Sean comes in, this is the first game I've ever done of Grizzly basketball where both teams in regulation were over 100 points.
With 6 minutes ago, they were over 100.
I know, it's crazy. Brown at the free throw line, back outside, he gets a return pass. 3-point game. Brown goes in, ball kicked away, and there's Alonzo Easterlin up ahead. Ace Evans, take it to the hole, son, lays it up and good. One 108-107, 3:45 to play. Kirkwood out high, spins away from the D, kicks it to the corner. Combs dribbles in, pulls it up, 15-footer is way too hard. Rebound puts out, Grizzlies have it, with a chance to take the lead. Damani Barley down the lane, puts up a runner, back guard and good! And the Grizzlies, our Grizzlies, call a 30-second timeout. With 3:30 to play in the ballgame, 109-108 is the score. Boy, the baseball team over here, they're liking this a lot. What a great atmosphere tonight. Our next broadcast will be Wednesday night when the Grizzlies will host the Norsemen from Northeast Oklahoma A&M. And then Saturday, our broadcast from El Dorado, Kansas, where the Grizzlies will visit Butler Community College. And, of course, Friday night, here on the radio, we'll have Visitor Football, a district championship game between West Plains and Carl Junction, Travis Smith, and Paul Knight. We'll have that here on the radio. 109-108.
Are those guys still calling football games?
They are.
A shout-out to the old friends, Paul Knight and Travis Smith.
Yep, they are still doing it. Back, still together doing it. 109-108, here we go, back to play. Butler in the purple comes from right to left. In the front court, let's see who they go to. Odie Williams has been the hot guy. He's 24. He's wearing a face guard. Must have a broken nose or something. 15 on the shot clock. Bounce pass underneath, and there's the big guy, Williams. Double team, walked with the basketball. That's a turnover, and the Grizzlies get it back. We had something happen in the second half, Ryan, that maybe hasn't happened all year. Butler with a shot clock violation.
Yep.
You think that's happened very many times?
Not very many times, and they're still going to score their average, but we got a chance to score more. So down the stretch here.
In the front court, Ace. Cross court, deep corner. Tyrell with enough tape, dribbles in, all the way, feeds it over, fumble, picked up by Tyrell, leans in, and he scores the barrel of the play, and the basket count. .111-108, and Tyrell Smith with a tough play. Boy, we were on the verge of a turnover two times and held on to it long enough.
He had Lonzo open and just couldn't deliver it right where he needed it, and Lonzo fumbled it back to him. And this, Tyrell was able to hang on to it and finish it. Now we got a chance for three.
Here it is.
4-point lead.
Yep, it's good. 112-108. It's a two-possession game now under the three-minute mark. Let's get a stop here. Here's a drive and a shot. Good. Man, alive. Talk about taking it right in your face. Tristan Hankins took it right to the rim. Full court pressure by Butler. Tyrell Smith gets it across, setting the offense. Ace Evans with 2:35 to go, up by two. 112-110. Ace goes right. Nearly carried the ball. Gets it over to Desiah Green. Back to Ace. Crossover. Crossover twice. What a move. Oh, he hits the lay-in and is picked up by Butler. Boy, he had him beat.
Doesn't like to go to his right hand, does he?
No, but in the left corner, three ball won't go. Rebound gets over. Picked up by Desiah Green. Grizzlies get it with Sean Glass. 2:05 to go. I'll tell you, I'm really tempted to throw it to the postman here.
Well, we've had some luck down there, and Alonzo's had some advantages. Looks like they're going to go with Ace.
I'm glad for that terrible cross-court pass. Picked off, back the other way. Hankins lays it up and in.
We're tied up.
Very,
big
very
turnover.
Poor pass.
Big
And we get timeout. This game is tied with 1:43 to play. It's the Grizzlies 1-12 and Butler 1-12 back in 30 seconds on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
We have 1:43 to go in the ball game. This game is tied at 112.
I'm glad I'm up here.
Man alive.
Coach Byers glad he's over there, too.
I'm telling you. Feel like you're worn out when it's over.
No doubt about it.
Grizzly ball, and here we go. We're tied at 112 with 1:40 in counting.
Let's see what they drew up here.
Long pass up ahead. Alonzo over the top right corner. Tyrell up face. Steps over. Make a three. Oh, he got fouled on the shot. No good, but it was shoot three times with 1:32 to play.
They're calling two free throws. Must have had a foot on the line. We do not have replay at this level. So
Robert Frazier is very demonstrative when he makes that call. It was two. It'll be two,
yep,
not three.
It was two. Butler came out of that timeout and ran a trap right away. It got us playing fast, and Tyrell was, at least he got fouled.
Tyrell, free throw is good.
Big free throws. 92 seconds to go here.
Sometimes teams' defenses will run a defense to bait you into doing something.
They certainly did, but I think that's obviously how Butler likes to play.
Yeah, well,
so
that's the way they are. 113, 112, and good. 114 to 112. Tyrell Smith with two big ones there. Boy, we need a stop here, Brian. We need a stop.
Lock in here.
High screen, moving screen down the right side. Bumping inside. Double team wrap around pass. Bubbled away! Stolen by the Grizzlies.
Now we need boys to get a good bucket here. Big possession.
Josiah
this
Green.
Is big.
Josiah took it away. 108 and counting. 20 on the shot clock. Down the key. Feeder Croft. Bad pass. Stole it away. Jace Combs in the front court. Boy, here's where you wanted to have Ace in the ball game.
Yeah, absolutely. Makai had that was a tough turnover there.
We did that very quickly. 114, 112, 44 seconds to play. Kick it to the inside. Just
blocked
away.
Lonzo got blocked. We don't have to.
We have 8 seconds difference.
We've got a 10-second differential. We don't have to rush ourselves here. Now get Ace back in the game. We're getting Ace back in the game. 31 seconds to go. That is our final timeout.
So timeout, we'll keep it here. Dylan Groves, engineer, scores back at the studio, the man responsible for the live stream. We need to give him some credit. Drew Joyce, one of his finest Christmas sweater. That's actually a hoodie. That's not a sweater, is it? It is a hoodie.
It's a hoodie.
It's warm. It needs to be in here. Cold outside.
31 seconds here. We took the timeout, our last timeout, to get A7s back in the game. We're going to, you basically don't worry about the shot clock, quite honestly. You got 23 on it. You don't need to shoot it until there's under 10, but you got to expect Butler's going to trap here, scramble around, maybe make you shoot it quick, and you should just take the first open look that you have. My preference would be, let's see if we can't get to the foul line, though.
Right. And if you can get the ball into Alonzo, they have nobody that can guard him inside.
And you got to wonder if Eric talked about a double team if that happens.
Here's the inbound play. We got to be careful here. This sometimes
Alonzo's throwing it in.
Sometimes this is the hardest part. Use the ball inbounds. They go back and stole it. Push off, feet across, layup, out of bounds. Last touch by Ace Evans with 27 seconds to go. Man, that's...
We got fortunate there. We were able to knock the ball out of bounds and not give up the layup.
114-112, 27 seconds to go. Bounce pass to the corner, out front. Down the key, dish off inside. Blocked away by Easterling, and it's still going to be Butler ball, but what a play. Alonzo Easterling has just been great at both ends of the court.
Trying to make up for that last turnover that he had on the out-of-bounds. He's shaking his head, but you know what? That's a big-time block to preserve a two-point game. That shot clock probably should be off. There's 22 seconds on the game clock. Shot clock says 22 seconds.
Shot clock should be off. Doesn't matter. That's just time left. But anyway, 114-112. I'll go ahead and name our player of the game for the Grizzlies, even though we're going to have some guys with some really, really good numbers here when it's all said and done. But Alonzo Easterling has 17 points. Who knows how many block shots. He has passed the ball well. He has been a difference maker at both ends of the court tonight.
He certainly has. I'm not going to argue with that. You could pick him out of a bunch, but he's a pretty darn good one to pick, Harlan.
Dobbs Auto Service, player of the game, Alonzo Easterling. Get your car winterized. Dobbs Auto Service. John Kinslow right down there will help you with that. Here's the inbound underneath. Underneath on the bounce. Fast, stolen away. Oh, they're out of bounds. His leg was on the
baseline. We got the ball. We're going to the foul line.
How was that not a violation on Butler because the player was laying with his legs out of bounds touching the ball? I don't get that at all. But a foul is called with 16.7 seconds to go, and the Grizzlies will go to the line with Tyrell Smith.
There's a lot of ball game left here, Harlan. Butler's only down two. They got two timeouts left. Grizzlies are out of timeouts. Tyrell, two big free throws here. Huge free throws. Up to 16.7 to go.
Tyrell Smith has made his last four. And goes to the line with a two-point lead, 16 seconds. Good!
That's the first big one. That gives you a full one-possession lead with 16.7 to go.
This one is the big
one. Grizzlies really got to get back and set their defense. Keep Alonzo at the rim. Keep home. They're up four.
Tyrell makes the second free throw. 116-112.
Got to stay down.
Don't foul. Out front, raising up, shooting the three ball. It's good, with 7 seconds to go. Timeout.
So there's a timeout by the Butler Grizzlies with 7.5 to go, and it's a 116-115 game. you know what?
You picked a heck of a night to come up here, I can tell you that.
I'm glad I came, and I'm telling you, how fun it would be if the men would learn how to advance the ball like the women's game and like the NBA, because that advancement of the basketball would really come into play now, because you know Butler's going to have to hard trap and probably foul.
Right.
If it's me, I'm not even trapping. I'm just fouling.
Well, 7 seconds, you don't really have a choice.
Yeah, because you can't advance the ball. So I'm staying man-to-man, foul on the catch if we don't get a turnover. Try to get a five count, obviously. But you got to be solid here defensively if your Butler put the Grizzlies on the free throw line. And Grizzlies going to have to make some free throws here to win this thing.
Now, do you deny, try to bait them into throwing the ball long on the press? Or
I was always one that, against a good team again, it's probably hard to deny a little bit, but let them catch it and foul them.
7 seconds to go. Inbound Grizzlies. They foul give it in to Makai. And he throws the ball away as he threw it back to Blaine Harris. All he had to do was hold on to the ball, and he had been fouled.
I don't know what he was. Unfortunate, that was a mistake.
So now, 4.3 to go. Butler can win the game with a two.
Well, I'm hoping Butler takes a timeout here, but
they're not going to throw the ball back court. Well, they did at midcourt, down the key. Jenkins shoots it at the horn. No good. The Grizzlies win it. 116-115.
How about that? What a game. What a ball game.
They had a pretty good look on the last
shot.
They
had a pretty good look. Should have never had that look. We should have been shooting free throws, but that's okay. We're learning. And what a win. What a nice crowd from the student section, Harlan. Pretty exciting.
And the players, Jared Bates, sent his players over to thank the student
absolutely. Well, that's awesome, man.
Really awesome. Brian, let's have your headset, and I'm going to give it to Jared here so we can talk to him on. There he comes, right there.
That'll awesome.
We'll swap out and get his thoughts about all this. 116 to 115 is the final score. Jared Faith has the headset on. Was there ever any doubt?
Yeah, lots of doubts, Marlon. getting down early. But really proud of the guys, win or lose tonight. Feel like we grew a lot as a team and learned a lot. Got some things to clean up, of course. But you know what this means, Harlan. Coach Osterman has to come back and do this. Color all the time with him.
He may be locked in here after this situation. What a game. 116 to 150. You know what I think? I think those last four games, which we lost,
sure,
really helped us in this ball game.
Yeah, and you know, we needed a win, and you know, we got those turnovers at the end. I'd have felt really, really bad for the guys if we didn't hang on there. But you're right, you know, everything we're doing right now is preparing us to get better down the road.
I thought there's so many guys that really played well. Tyrell was great tonight. Ace was great tonight. But Alonzo Easterling played like a 7 foot center tonight.
I actually turned to my assistants at one point in the middle of the game and said, regardless of what happens this game, I feel like this is a game that Joe kind of broke out a little bit. You know, again, he redshirted last year at Canisius, but I mean, he didn't play in these games. So getting him this experience, confidence, he was really good for us.
Well, you get this. What does this do for your overall confidence, you think?
It's good. You know, we got a pretty resilient group. Like, I've been proud of them. And, you know, we came to the practice yesterday, and I think everyone's winning and working like we've been winning, and just keep working. And I've talked to them about, you know, we could be undefeated right now, ranked or whatever, and it doesn't matter in January. So the main thing is just keep getting better, and that's what this group does.
Great contributions by a bunch of guys in this ball game tonight. Now we get ready for NEO on Wednesday here, and they're going to be a handful. They played this team, Butler, very tough.
Yeah, and they play pretty similar, so we need to get some rest and some food. But, you know, great crowd tonight. Had a lot of fun. We'll be back here Wednesday.
Go celebrate.
Great. All right.
This was, folks, one of the, if not the, one of the greatest games in Civic Center history tonight.
Yeah, thank you, Arlen.
Thank you. All right, Jared Faye, head coach of the Grizzlies. What a great, great win tonight. And it's going to take me a little while to go over all the scoring. Brian, go ahead, if you would, and I'll
final thoughts here.
Just some final thoughts and give me a chance to kind of total up some numbers here, because I just told Jared, I said, this has got to be one of, if not the greatest game in Civic Center history, because scoring like this, the kind of entertainment factor we had here tonight, crowd enjoyed it. What a night it was.
Oh, it was a great night, and certainly probably in the last decade or more, the best basketball game excitement-wise in here. Obviously, there's been some packed houses against Three Rivers. You alluded to one of your first games being in here against the Indian Hills in 98 when we mentioned Coach Barr. But tonight's ball game really featured two high-octane offensive teams play at a high, high level, 116-115. And it was very fortunate the Grizzlies came down and got the last stop, really, at the end of the day. You know, forced a really tough two, and Butler rims it out, and the Grizzlies secure the victory. But happy for Coach. This is a confidence builder. I think that's the other thing I said to you during the game. This game, this win, should give this young Grizzly basketball team, with some young players, they got some veterans too, but it certainly should give them confidence going forward, because they got another just super tough game on Wednesday, and then they go back and face this team in El Dorado on Saturday. So the year is at, it's after us, but it's a great win for us.
It might be too simplistic to say that we won the game at the free throw line, but we were 36 out of 43 tonight.
36 out of 43, and what were they?
I haven't counted their.
I mean, they missed a lot.
They
right?
did miss a lot. In the first half, they were just 10 out of 18. 5, 7, 9. They only
36 out of 43.
And so, let's see, in the second half, they were 6 out of 9. So they were 16 out of 27.
So we shoot 43, they shoot 27. They're going to complain about that. You know, you'll have fun Saturday.
Is that the way it's supposed
to be? It is, exactly. We started. Oh, this was fun, Harlan. Thanks for having me. I'll be back later in the season at some point.
Brian Osterman.
Probably region play, but, man, this is fun.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a bunch for coming. Thanks for, tell Julie thanks for coming.
Oh,
too.
You bet.
Great to see you,
guys.
All right, final score again. The MSU West Plains Grizzlies win this game just in insane fashion. And the final score, 116 to 114. This is the 16th year that I've done Grizzly basketball. I've never seen a game like this. And may never see another one like it. 116 to 115 is the final score. A 1-point win for the Grizzlies here tonight. And for Drew Joyce and Dylan Groves, and again, Brian Osterman, thanks for coming up and joining us tonight. I'm Harlan Hutchinson saying good night from Section 206, West Plains Civic Center.
Grizzly Sports has been brought to you by Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Missouri State University West Plains Athletics Department, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, and by Ozarks Healthcare. This transmission of Grizzly Sports is a production of Ozark Radio Sports and a division of the Ozark Marketing Company.